بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف بالله رومی وقت تبرید دورا رشتہ حسیم و مختصر نور مرکر کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. ٹائٹل ہے کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا. کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا. How we know the مومن is Muslim is مومن or مومن is Muslim. حسن پانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا. حسن پانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون. آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو. شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو. نعمت در دس دل کا تیرے خندہ ہونا. حسن پانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم. رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم. تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستان ہونا. رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. رہبر منزل جانا ہے شیخ. رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. منزل حق سے تیرا گریزاں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے. لے لیا درد تیرا. لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے. تھی خبر جس کو تیرے درد کا درماں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت. کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا. کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا. یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین. یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین، خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزاں ہونا، خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزاں ہونا. آخری شعر ہے، چوم لیتا ہے فلک بڑھ کے زمین کو اختر، چوم لیتا ہے فلک بڑھ کے زمین کو اختر، ہو مبارک کسی عاصی کا پشیماں ہونا، ہو مبارک کسی عاصی کا پشیماں ہونا. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون، آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا، حسن پانی سے تیرا آہ یہ شاداں ہونا، یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious dada شیخ حاری باللہ روم وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، Hazrat has presented a reality in beautiful poetic form that it is essential for me and all of us to take stock of our life. That each one of us, I say I'm a believer, I'm a mu'min, but Hazrat says, see for yourself whether you are, you say you are a believer, you got iman in your heart, the sign of that iman in my heart. And what is the sign of that true iman? وَجَلْ عَلَانِيَةِ صَالِحًا. Make my outside a pious outside, and not be fooled either way, that a person says, my iman is in my heart, so why must I show my iman? Why must I go to the masjid and read namaz? I read namaz at home. And why must I keep a beard, etc.? Hazrat answers all these beautiful questions and presents it, and so that we can realize myself, first of all, to do a deep introspection and see whether I am really a Muslim or not. Then whether I am a true believer or not. So Hazrat says, Husne pani se tera ah, shada hona, yahi dalil hai zalim, tera nada hona. That you say you read the kalima, etc., and you got iman in your heart, but the sign that you got enjoyment towards the outward beauties of this world, worse if it's human, illicit love affairs, you got iman in your heart, and you still passing evil glances, and looking at the woman in the street, that Hazrat says, and you get enjoyment in this. And what? There is no enjoyment in this. It's the height of stupidity. Hazrat says so beautifully in another poem, Tori der ki lazzat, hamesha ki zillat, ye kaise hamakat? That a little enjoyment you think you're getting, in reality there's no enjoyment. And then when the reality comes out, even in this dunya, hamesha ki zillat, wherever you are, Mauli Sahab is looking at woman, and is chatting to woman, etc. How does grace, what stupidity is this? So Hazrat says, the sign that you get enjoyment in the artificial beauties of this world, this is a clear proof, O Zalim. In Urdu, you say to your friend who is doing something wrong, O Zalim, what's wrong with you? This is a sign of your immaturity. Where are you getting enjoyment in this stupid, foolish thing? And like Hazrat says, if myself we get enjoyment in looking at woman, then you are burning in Jahannam. And that is a sign of not a stupid person, a person not mad, person who don't have iman. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that Hazrat says, check your iman also and check your Islam also. Both we have to check, and both is important. So dil diya ghair ko zalim to kaha che wa sukoon, ah har lamha tere dil ka pareshan hona. Hazrat says, oh foolish person, oh zalim, you gave your heart to somebody else besides Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, if your outward appearance also is good, you got a beard, you got topi, kurta, everything, but you passing evil glances, or engage in other haram, chatting, etc., whatever the case may be, So you gave your heart to somebody else, then what a sad, pitiable condition. That every moment of your life, outwardly you look very bad, like a big sheikh also. You in the masjid also, but every minute of your life, your heart is in parishani. You got no peace in your life. When Allah is not in our heart and everything besides Allah, you can be the sheikh of the haram, you won't have peace in your life. And like Hazrat put it in beautiful other poem, that the spurries, that these fairies that are walking on the street, don't look at those spurries. They'll give you parishani, they'll give you nothing, but they'll only give you grief. And all the time you'll be in grief. In namaz you're in grief. And even if you're getting up in tahajjud, your thoughts are, it's not what Allah. Your thoughts are what the stupid woman of the street, that they've got no beauty whatsoever. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Shaitan makes them beautiful. So Hazrat is saying, let us check our Iman and our Islam. Outwardly, if you got Islam, you got a picture of Islam, but inside your Iman, my Iman is not complete. And I'm passing gazes, whether in the streets, whether today on the mobile, said Allah save me, all of us. After Isha, we got enough time, and which sites we are going on. And in right next to our halal wife, we involved in haram. Where can you get peace and contentment? Hazrat teaches us that, Allahu Akbar, where you will get this, how to now come out of this. It's not a difficult condition. Allah has commanded, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa kunu masadiqeen. So beautifully Hazrat mentioned now also, that when you're in this parishani and you're in this terrible condition, your solution is not by any psychiatrist. Your solution is not by any amil. Nobody may jadu. You may jadu on yourself. Don't go and waste money, and for one appointment you pay 3,000 rand by a psychiatrist and you get nothing, you get more parishani. Where do you have to go? Sheikh Kamil ki tawajjuh ho, mubarak tujhko. Ni'mat-e-dard-e-dil, dil ka tere khanda hona. That when you just get the company of a Sheikh Kamil, like our Sheikh, just come to these majalis and see what you will get. When Hazrat just one focus of the eyes of a wali of Allah Ta'ala upon you, Allahu Akbar. So beautifully, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that we all say, Al-Aynu Haqqun, that the eye spell is true. We take it in the negative sense, that somebody looks at on even a baby, then we say this baby have got bad nazar. He says if the evil eye has got an effect, فَكَيْفَ نَظْرُ الْعَارِفِينَ. What can be said of the eyes of the Arifin? It will change a weak believer like myself into a strong Kamil Iman. And it will change the Kuffar into believers. And just one nazar of a Shaykh upon Allah Akbar, the Shaykh who has filled his heart with the Noor of Allah, a Shaykh like that came out of the masjid, his eyes just fell on the dog. That dog came like the Shaykh of that area. All the other dogs never used to bark at it. So we human beings, if we come in this company with the intention that Hazrat's gazes fall upon us, and then we take the lesson attentively to what is told, and take the medicine, and then see Hazrat says, Ni'mat-e dard-e dil se tera khanda hona. Just now you were in parishani, you were in depression, you couldn't sit at ease. Now you got the pain of the love of Allah, that Allah must be happy with me. Not that woman, not my business, not that my sports or anything. Now you got the great ni'mat of the love of Allah. Now see how you are living a enjoyable life. Khanda pishani, you are living a splendid life now. That whole parishani has disappeared. You don't need any antidepressants or anything. Rin bhi tere karam se huye ab sheikh haram. Teri rahmat hai ye kharo ka gulista hona. Hazrat says, look at the effect and why not? When Allah has commanded, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Allah didn't say even listen to their bayans. Just sit in their company. And Allah's rahmat is descending on them. And you will get that rahmat. And what will happen? Hazrat says, Reen, the person who was so to say a wipeout. And the friends of Allah will never say that there is no, that your life cannot be changed. Yes, a panel beater will say the car has to go to the scrapyard. Doctors will also say that now your patient, there's few minutes left, take them home, we can't do anything. But no sheikh in the world will tell you that you are totally destroyed, going to Jahannam. that how lot sins you committed. You just come in this company and you see a person who has a lost case, so to say, by the karam of this majalis and the sheikh that shows his attention to such people, then you find that that person became the sheikh of the haram. Once upon a time, what, he was a highway robber. Fuzail ibn Ayaz, rahmatullah alayh, became the sheikh of the having majlis in Haram Sharif. So Hazrat says that tere rahmat hai ye kharo ka gulusta hona. That, oh Allah, it is only your special mercy. That when you want to change thorns into roses, you just get them, you bring them to the gatherings of the lovers. So Allah has brought us here, a thorn like myself, the worst thorn on the earth. We make dua that Allah, through the company of our beloved Shaykh, the beautiful rose, that Allah makes us all roses. And then see that all this, forget leaving sun, to guna chorna asan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. It won't be easy to leave, you'll enjoy and you'll hate yourself. How could I be doing that? And then all the time you see, Hazrat says, Rehbare manzile jana se hai duri ka sabab, manzile haq se tera ah gureza ho hona. Let and remember that don't just come for one, two majlis and then you don't do your wazaif, your zikr, etc. Then what will happen? That guide who is guiding you towards manzile jana, that is the station of Allah Ta'ala, taking you towards Allah Ta'ala. Now you staying away from Him. The cause of this, what will be the cause of this? And what will be the effect? Manzile haq se tere aah gureza hona. Now the station of truth, that is to reach Allah, now you'll be going in a different direction again. So don't let shaitan fool us in any way. We have to continuously coming and be in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And most important, see their lifestyle, follow in their lifestyle. Then we will be going in our right direction. Otherwise, the moment we want to mix with other groups also, and we want to mix with other friends, then you'll see you'll come here, but you won't be at ease in this gathering also. And you'll come, sometimes Allah save me, just to show a face that I'm here in the majlis. But when we leave the majlis, we busy with our sports, so you're going far away from the destination of truth. So we have to be very careful, especially in today's time and age, who we keep company with, and who we mix with. That outwardly we look like we come into majlis, but my destination is going in the opposite direction. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat finally says that jazbe manzil hi ka sadqa hai ke har lagzish par aasiyon ka ye teri raah mein giriya hona. That Hazrat says that when you come into this majlis and that jazbe that you get this, it just comes in your heart that now I must make tawbah. What a lifestyle I'm living. How long I'm to carry on like those friends are taking me to sport, all the wrong things. Through the sadqa of this majlis of our pious servants, now you realize that every sin of mine, every wrong I did, now you are bigger sinner, but aasiyon ka ye tere raah mein giriya hona, that now the sinners, they come and cry in your path. That they crying at your threshold, oh Allah. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala's kindness is such, la'aninul muznibin, ahabbu ilallahi min zajalil musabbihin, that Allah Ta'ala loves the crying people making tawbah even more than his lovers who are busy in zikr. At that time Allah turns his attention to the person who's making tawbah. Kalbi aasi pe gunao ki nahusat ye hai ke unke gulshan ka andhero se bayaba hona. Now that heart of that sinner, which was all like in a desolate place, he was in pareshani, now it has changed into a beautiful garden. Now you're getting peace. After all, where you'll get peace? Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Come into the gatherings of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then see what enjoyment you will get. So Hazrat teaches us here that we have to come to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn how to get connected with Allah and then stay away from the wrong company, that we don't go off the line again. Allah give us tawfiq.